For 101.7 FM Milwaukee and 92.7 FM Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. With neighboring Illinois still closed, many of its residents are now making the crossing to visit bars that are open in Wisconsin. Kenosha and Racine are the two fastest growing counties in the state of Wisconsin for coronavirus cases. Kenosha reported 848 COVID-19 cases, and Racine County had 1,034 cases of COVID-19. Both counties reported a total of 36 deaths from the disease caused by the coronavirus. Illinois, meanwhile, has 94,191 cases total, and Lake County, which borders Kenosha, had 6,489 cases. The Ethnic Minority Emergency Grant Program aims to give applicants $2,000 in grant money. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is making funds available from a pool of $2 million to what it calls microbusinesses, which have five or fewer employees. The grants will be awarded randomly to 1,000 qualifying businesses who can apply as of yesterday. The window to apply ends this Sunday. To learn more, go to wedc.org and view information and resources for businesses affected by COVID-19. Milwaukee County officials announced yesterday they are opening a newly refurbished facility in Franklin that will house county inmates and state prisoners who have tested positive for COVID-19. To date, the project, which will house 120 patients, has cost $6 million, the tab for which is being picked up by FEMA, who have $12 million at their disposal. Some libraries in Wisconsin are now offering curbside service. Call ahead to your local library to find out if they are offering that in your area. Oak Creek is looking to reward residents who are making positive impacts during the coronavirus pandemic with gift cards to local non-franchised businesses. Oak Creek spent $4,000 on gift cards to hand out and is asking citizens to nominate people for the gift cards at visitoakcreek.com/Oak Creek Thank You Cards. Kohl's store closures, in addition to the coronavirus, have impacted the Menominee Falls-based retailer to the tune of 43.5% in the first 3 months of 2020 when compared to last year. Kohl's released first quarter earnings and filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission today and reported a drop in net sales of over $1 billion. Cloudy skies today with a high of 54 in Milwaukee and an expected high of 65 in Madison, overnight lows hovering around 50 degrees. A promise of sunshine on Wednesday with highs near 60 degrees in Milwaukee and near 70 in Madison. Thursday, partly cloudy skies with highs again near 60 in Milwaukee and near 70 in Madison. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines.